pray for our sister who's been having real trouble in the last couple of days, but God wants to heal her now.
Amen.
Church in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And we've been asked by one of their number to pray for two of their precious people. One of them is our sister Ruth Eckler. Now, for many years, she has been the faithful pianist and the treasurer of the church. And that we ought to look to God in her behalf, that God will undertake over her. She has had an affliction now that has bothered her for several weeks, and there has been some improvement, but there ought to be healing. Praise the Lord. So let us unite together concerning our sister, Ruth Eckler. Now, it doesn't make a bit of difference whether you know her or have seen her or will ever see her. The Word of God says we're to pray for all, everywhere. And so let's pray for our sister right now as though we knew her very well and she was our best friend. Sister in the congregation, a sister Holleran. She's been on the staff of the Sunday school, and she has served the Lord in various capacities throughout the year. And she has had really a very remarkable deliverance. And I don't know what may be the difficulty right now, and I don't have to know. But the Lord did a great miracle for her a few months ago. And she's known how to lay hold of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ruth Joy, do you have anything you'd like to say about this request?
She has lost her strength, and she's been very weak. The Lord delivered her from a stroke. She had a stroke in the fall, and the Lord raised her up. In a matter of a few weeks, she was completely whole and able to come to church. And since then, she's lost some strength, and she seems to be very weak continually. She doesn't sleep well at night, and she has some other complications, and so we can trust you.
All right. Now let's look to God for this. Hallelujah. Out of weakness made strong. That's what we read in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Out of weakness made strong. Now let's believe that God will make her strong out of her weakness. For your own name. Praise Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Young man, I don't seem to spot him. Where is Clayton, Mr. Farrell? Oh, there he is. He's hidden by somebody else's head. We have a young man with us today, and he came. He's been on our staff for 2 or 3 years, and now he is looking forward to going into the service this month sometime. And he especially came up to this Labor Day weekend retreat that God would meet him very definitely prior to his going into the service. Now let's look to God for Clayton, that God will come to him and really pour out his spirit upon him mightily. This young man has sought the Lord and on his own in the church and home assembly and when he's been on staff here, but he's wanting some special help right at this time. Let's look to God, that God will come to him right now. Come on in here, Clayton, and we'll really unite together in your behalf. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on in here. Yes, right over here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
As the apple of your eye. Yes. Yes. Oh God, we pray that grace will be given today to Clayton to seek first the kingdom of God. Yes. We know, Lord, as he determines in his heart to be true to you, that your grace will be there. Yes. And we ask, oh God, that as he enters into this service, that you will draw him continuously unto thyself.
Amen.
Oh God, as he receives his training and help that you have led him to receive, that you will become more precious to him and that you will keep him through this experience. And not only keep him, but oh God, we pray together that you'll cause him to grow through this experience, that you'll cause him to depend more upon you and your everlasting arms. And oh God, that he will come out of the service more in love with you and a closer communion with you than when he entered in. We do commit him unto the word of thy grace that is able to keep him from falling and to present him faultless. And we thank you for it.
And we pray, oh God, that you'll give him fruit. Make his witness to be effective, oh God, in drawing others to yourself. Yeah. Before we go to prayer, I think in our knees we ought to pray for two or three other requests. Let's look to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Let's pray together for our country, that God will pour out His Spirit in every way, all throughout the length and breadth of this land, throughout this weekend, that God will manifest Himself and pour out His Spirit in the various churches that we represent, and not only in these, but in all other churches, that God will manifest Himself in the radio broadcasts, in the telecasts, and street meetings, in personal visitation and missions. Oh, thank God that we have this marvelous opportunity, that God may come, that we may pray for our entire land, that God will be magnified and glorified. There will be a mighty, mighty outpouring of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Time. We can include also our leaders, our president, all those in authority and in power. We are, I'm sure, all aware that there's been sort of an international incident in the last few days. And we ought to believe that God will mightily hold His hand over this nation and over our president, over all the concerns. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Dear Lord, you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord,
yes, Lord,
will lift up a standard against him.
Yes,
Lord. And Lord, this is our confidence that you hear the prayers of your people in this land. Yes. And that you, by the Holy Ghost, yes, Lord, lift up a standard against the enemy,
amen,
and all of his efforts to, yes, destroy America. We thank you, my God, for this land. And we thank you for the freedom that we have. And we pray, my God, that you will pour out your Spirit in this land this weekend, Lord, as we have been asked to pray.
Yes.
Tomorrow, oh God, as people come together in your house,
yes,
we pray that you'll pour out your Spirit, oh God. Bless your people, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the multitudes, Lord, that are being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And we pray, my God, that you will pour out your Spirit mightily, Lord, and let there be an awakening, a calling out for God. Thank God, a standard that is lifted up as you visit your people, Lord. Fill them with fire, my God.
Yes,
oh God, we know you came to kindle a fire,
yes,
on the earth, and you want it to burn. And we pray it shall burn brightly, Lord.
Amen.
That Holy Ghost fire,
yes,
of testimony, of witness, of light, my God.
Yes,
we pray that many shall be saved. Many shall be brought out of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord, we just ask for the churches. We ask for the ministers. We pray that you'll anoint them, Lord. Come to all your Pentecostal churches, oh God, and other churches that are looking for Jesus to manifest himself. We pray that Christ shall be manifested, Lord, among your people. Bless broadcasting, the TV broadcast, oh God. We pray that Christ shall be exalted. We pray that Jesus shall find many hearts. Lord, we know you can turn this land through a real revival, and we pray it shall be granted unto us, Lord, in this year, O God, of the Bible. We want to thank you that we can have such a thing in this land, and we pray, my God, that you will get the victory. We call upon thy name with many others today. Dear Father, we pray for revival that will change the course of history, my God. You've done it before, and we need you to do it again, my God, in this nation, and we ask you in Jesus' name, Father, let this be a glorious weekend. Let it be a great weekend, O God, when you you visit your people by the outpouring of the Spirit and when you work.
Thank you. Amen. Yes, Lord.
We pray for special wisdom, divine guidance to be given Lord. To our president.
Amen.
And those who advise him
yes, Lord.
On the handling of this international incident.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
So that appropriate actions or inactions, Lord, whatever, Lord, that is in your will. We ask, Lord, that this be done, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, keep your hand over this nation. We thank you for America. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing that she has been in many ways, Lord, to other nations around the world. We thank you, Lord, for the many privileges that we have been able to enjoy in this land. Oh God, keep your hand upon this land. Keep America. We pray, Lord, that there shall be a greater spiritual awakening throughout the
land. Yes, Lord.
That there shall be a deeper need, spiritual need, for that which, Lord, you have, that which can satisfy hearts, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask it in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that you promised to pour out your Spirit in the latter ends, Lord. The last days, Lord, and we know that that time is at hand. And we would ask you, Lord, to allow your word to continue to go forth with free course, with power in the Holy Ghost, convicting men, women, boys and girls, everywhere of sin, Lord. We thank you for the many avenues by which the gospel is able to be made known, Lord, yes, by means of TV and radio and mission fields and churches and tracts and Bibles. Lord, we thank you for the many ways which your word has been going forth. And we pray for a special unction down upon your word. Let it go forth with greater power, Lord, in these last days. Saving men, women, boys, and girls from the wrath to come, my God. Enlightening hearts, anointing eyes to see their need of a Savior.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
You see how men and women are destined to eternal damnation. But, Lord, you're able to anoint eyes. You're able, Lord, to make yourself real, to allow people to see what they're missing, what they have need to lay hold of, and that what they need is the gospel and the truth of our Lord. We pray it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Now, there are many other needs that are represented right here in our midst, and we ought to really go to prayer, go to our knees. As I said before, some of you find it impossible to kneel. Why, stay in your seats, or if you have some physical reason that you can't kneel, why, don't hesitate just to remain in your seat. But the point is that we want to give ourselves to prayer. There are other physical needs represented in this meeting, and we ought to believe that the power of God, and we ought to pray that the power of God will be manifested, that God will stretch forth his hand to heal, and that signs and wonders shall be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This ought to happen in every one of our assemblies.
Amen.
God is not wanting these things to be limited to great campaigns at all. Thank God for everything that is done of this nature in large campaigns. That's fine. But God would like to do something in every individual assembly.
Amen.
Where there would be a constant manifestation of the healing power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just would like to say this to you who ministers who may be present. You know, if you want salvation of souls, you have to preach salvation. If you want to have healings, you have to preach healing. If you want baptisms of the Holy Spirit, you should preach about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the work of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And then, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hallelujah. There are a number in this place who are seeking to be filled with the Spirit of God. We ought to believe that God will do that today. That He'll pour out His Spirit. Hallelujah. That He'll manifest Himself very definitely. God has given some very mighty baptisms of the Holy Spirit throughout the years in our midst. But we want to see it as an up-to-date experience. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let us believe our God. And let us do as we did this morning. There were lead out in prayer as the Lord lays it upon our hearts to do so. And I certainly appreciated the very definite spirit of cooperation. Yes. Brother Edwin has gently kicked me. Well, he's been doing that for quite a number of years. It's all by the
kicking. Now, before we go to prayer, there are two sisters that are in great need at home. One is in the hospital in Manhasset, and she has a head bypass surgery, and they cut veins from her leg, and now that leg has developed a large blood clot in it, and it's a very serious matter, of course, and they've tried to minister to that need, and finally the physicians realize that the cure brings on some other complications there. And it's a situation where Jesus has to intervene and really do the work. And I wish we could just pray right now that God will dissolve that blood clot and raise that sister up for His glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Been going on a long time. Let's pray. Let's ask God to do it today. Examined exploratory surgery, and the doctors have just closed her up and told her she was filled with cancer. Her liver and inner organs are filled with cancer, and they sent her home to die. And now this sister, she has had a light for several months now. She told me the Lord had spoken to her and told her He was going to take her home. But I don't believe that we as children of God have to be tortured.
No.
By these pains. Jesus came and has come and manifested Himself wonderfully.
really broken through and given her great help. And now I heard yesterday that she had real bad night the night before, pains again. Let us pray that God will just fill her with the glory of God. And fill that home with the glory of God. God wants to take her wife and take her home in glory and in victory in her soul. Hallelujah. Jesus, we pray that you will visit our sister Regina today. We pray, Lord, that you will show her your glory. Show her your help, Lord. Deliver her from these pains. We pray that your presence shall be made so real to her, my God. We call upon you together. We just join, oh God, and pray that the glory of God shall be manifested in her room, Lord, in her heart, oh God. And we pray, Lord, that your hand shall be laid upon her. We know you could raise that woman right up, my God. But we just commit her to you and trust that you shall be glorified. Fill her, my God, with the glory of God. Let the glory of God fill the whole house, my God. Conscious that Jesus Christ is present and is working and glorifying his name. Lord, we just pray that every trace of this pain, my God, this severe pain, take it all away, Jesus. You bore our pains. You bore our sicknesses, Lord. And oh God, we take our stand because you took it, Lord, and you bore it away, and your children are freed, my God. Dear Lord, we just pray that you'll minister to Regina today, just the way you desire, the way that will glorify your name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And I'd like to ask prayer once again for my wife's sister. This condition seems to be much more serious than was first thought. And let's look to God, that God will come to her right now and manifest himself in her
greatness.
Oh God.
Draw me near, and
Life in this prayer tree, O God. How mightily we praise. yourself. We all hunger and thirst for thee, O God, and we know that when you come, Lord, that there will be changes and that there will be victory. Yeah. And we acknowledge thee, O God, in our midst, O God, and reach out and for more of you, O God, come and fill us to overflowing.
Yes.
Amen.
Have thy way.
And we believe that, and therefore we pray with our whole heart, have your way to accept the everything yes, that you intend to do this afternoon.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for the great privilege we have to sit at your feet and to wait on you.
Yes.
And we thank you that the Bible says nobody is disappointed who waits on the Lord. You are working for those who wait on you, and we thank you for that.
Yes.
Grant us a greater entrance in the garden of prayer. We like to learn more about that great wisdom and science to pray and to pray through and to find you in a greater way. Let the Lamb of God be in a greater way revealed and manifested in our midst and in our souls, for Jesus' sake.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
go. Hallelujah.
Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you that as we tarry here at Jerusalem, you're enduring us with power from on high, Lord. Power to be greater witnesses for thy glory. Power to love you and serve you and know you in a greater way, dear Lord. And we pray, Lord, that as we wait on you, that you will instill in our hearts a seeking desire, Lord, a seeking spirit that would cause us to seek the Lord and that would inspire us to find him, my God. We pray that we would be found amongst that company who find the Lord and know him in a greater way, Lord. Come and bless. Come and strengthen. Come and change. Come and fill us more greatly with yourself, dear Lord. Baptize us with the Holy Ghost and power, dear Lord. This is your way, Lord. You called us out from among them, my God, to be filled, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, to serve you with the whole heart, Lord. And we want you, Lord. We want to be on the Lord's side. And we need this power, Lord. We need you to come and fill us in a greater way in Jesus' name.
Dear Lord, pour out baptismal power in this meeting, we pray. We want to all look to you as one man and believe you, Lord, to pour out your Spirit mightily on everyone in this place. Oh, God, we want to be baptized more greatly in the Holy Ghost. God, take great control of these bodies,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. we pray for those at this meeting who have physical needs. We thank you, Lord, for the word, a powerful word that has been ministered. We thank you for the additional faith that has been imparted. We ask, Lord, that you help all of us, especially those who have a need, to appropriate it.
Yes, Lord.
To take the victory that you have for us, not only collectively, Lord, but individually also. Oh, God, let your power be manifested in us, in our bodies, soul,
yes,
and
Lord.
Spirit, for your name's sake.
Thank you that we can draw nigh unto thee, that you might draw nigh unto us, Lord, and we pray, dear Lord, that you might continue to stretch forth thine hand to heal, Lord, and that signs and wonders might be wrought in the name of thy holy child, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Command us to pray one for another, that we might be healed, Lord, that you might meet us in our bodies, Lord, and to perfect that thing that concerneth us, Lord. Yes. Oh, Jesus, and we can only appropriate that help from you, Lord. Yes. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man, Lord, and you have those words of life, Lord, which are able to quicken us in our mortal bodies and lift us up and deliver us from every sickness and every disease, Lord. Oh, God, we're trusting you to do it. We believe you for it, Lord. You paid the price, Lord, and it's a finished work that you've accomplished on Calvary's Tree, Lord, and we thank you for the blood of the Lamb, which has purchased that victory from body, soul, and spirit, Lord, and we claim it this day, Lord. We thank you that you've created faith in our hearts to believe you, to touch you, to see you in the midst as our refuge and strength, in the very present help for every trouble, for every need, Lord. You know what they are, large and small, dear Jesus, and we pray that you might continue to work by your Spirit to manifest thy own presence, your presence, which means salvation and deliverance and victory, Lord. We just thank you that you're working to that end, that your name might be glorified.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Strengthened with all might by thy spirit, the inner man of every person in this meeting.
Yes.
At this time. Yes.
Dear Jesus, we thank you for the note of victory with which you started this weekend, and we know that you want us to have an attitude of victory when we pray, Lord. We know that you want us to believe that you are able for anything, Lord Jesus, that concerns us personally or those things that come to us, Lord Jesus. You've told us in your word, is anything too hard for the Lord? We know you're able to fill us and you're able to keep us filled, Lord. You're able to heal us and keep us healed, Lord. You're able to sanctify us and keep us clean, dear Jesus. Oh God, we know that nothing is too hard for you, and we pray, Lord, that as we spend this time in your presence, your word changes in us in our prayer life, oh God, that when we leave here, we will have a victorious prayer life, that we'll be able to pray through on things and to believe through, Lord Jesus, and to hold on and to keep on, Lord Jesus, not to give up and not to falter and not to faint, but to go on and to prevail and to learn your ways, oh God. We thank you that you're working in us, Lord. We know you want to fill us that we might know you and that our faith might be your faith within us, Jesus. We know you want to transform us within and give us your attitudes, oh God, and your outlook through the word of God. We pray you'll give us this help, Lord. We wait before you, expecting you to make eternal changes in us. Yes.
Dear Lord, help us to be completely and totally emptied of our own self so that we can be totally and completely filled with just Jesus Himself.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
God.
Yes.
Jesus,
Lord. Lord, give us the power to share this wonderful love that you're funneling in through the power of the Holy Spirit to each and every one of our souls right now, Lord. Help us to be distribution centers, Lord, to spread forth this love of Christ within our hearts to others, Lord. Help us to reach those in our neighborhoods and those in our families, Lord.
Yes.
Give us
boldness
to witness for you, Lord.
Amen.
And power to tell others about Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
Give us
Amen.
A Holy Ghost boldness, Lord, that will make us ashamed to confess the name of Jesus, to confess what we believe in, to confess the Word of God as being the Word of truth and the Word that will come into a person and change their life and bring them on and give them a holy life and give them a holy calling. Lord, continue to give us a holy calling to do your will outside of this place, Lord. Continue to give our teachers and our ministers and the churches that are represented here a holy calling to preach the whole gospel and the full truth, Lord, and to become the vessel that you want them to become, fit and meet for the Master's use. Lord, we want to be more than just receivers, Lord, but we want to be distributors of your love, Lord. We want to be able to pray through on our own problems and pray through on the problems of others, Lord, that Christ will be perfected in us, O God, that you will bring us through and bring us to that place of total surrender, Lord. Oh, God, continue to just manifest yourself, Lord. Continue to deal with us, Lord, until you've gotten that thing out of us that so easily besets us, so easily keeps us out of the way from following after you, Lord, and for thirsting for that living water, Lord, that only you can give unto our souls, Lord. I pray, O God, that your blessing would be upon the new minister that you have sent to our assembly, Lord. As he's so young in the ministry, Lord, I pray that you would give him wisdom and guidance, Lord. Lord, it seems like you've prepared him and you've given our people a 100% yes, Lord. But Lord, we need this recognition from heaven, Lord. We need this witness from heaven, Lord, that this is the person, Lord. We pray that you would continue to fill him and to lead him and to guide him, Lord. That you have placed him in this assembly, Lord, to do your will, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would be solely committed unto thee, O Jesus. Solely committed unto thee and thy work, Lord. And that he won't look to the right or to the left or look to man, Lord. But that he will look simply to you, Lord. I pray a blessing upon his wife, Lord, that you will strengthen her and help her, Lord, to just do the part of a helpmate, Lord, and just help him, Lord, and to be a blessing to be there, Lord, in prayer and ministering to the needs of the saints and others, Lord. We do remember this time, Brother and Sister Masseri, Lord, as they're getting on in age, that you would pour forth your spirit mightily upon them, Lord.
Yes,
that you would
Lord.
Continue to give them a ministering spirit, a ministering spirit to counsel and to pray with people who are depressed and down, Lord.
Yes.
A ministering spirit to go into nursing home and to go into the byways and highways, Lord, and bring in those from the in our city, Lord. Oh, God, you had so much for us to do, whether we be old or young, Lord. As we heard this morning, Lord, you're for the old and you're for the young, and you uplift those who are weak, and you uplift those who are down, Lord. And we pray that you will continue to do this during these meetings, Lord. This is just the beginning of your wonderful outpouring, Lord, that you have for each and one of your saints, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Rabbi. Oh, Rabbi. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabbi. Oh, Rabbi. Oh, Rabbi. Oh, Rabbi. Oh, Rabbi.
Praise
you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, glory to God. We ought to know that God is doing something for us as we are quietly waiting upon Him. He's doing exactly what He says. He's renewing our strength. Yes, Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Oh, Jesus. There is
Thank you.
sisters and missionaries that are in this place this afternoon and those who are training for the work of the Lord. You know that the key to any work for God is really the minister. And like priests, like people. And we ought to believe that God will greatly manifest himself. Now we have quite a range of ministers here this afternoon. We have our brother Edwin from Ridgewood and our brother Bowie from Fredericksburg, Virginia, and his wife. And we have our sister Donna, who is laboring with the Fetties in Bowling Green, Virginia. We have a brother here who's laboring near Boston and is with us. And we have our brother Jack Chow, who is God is using among the Chinese in the Washington, D.C. area. And our sister Diane Lieber is going to India to help Margaret Michelson for a few months. We ought to believe that God will come to all of these. Our sister Antia has worked in, among the young people in Germany for quite a number of years. And as I say, there are others in this meeting who have, some of them are semi-retired or not active as they once were, perhaps, but we ought to believe God. There's the ministry right here in Pilgrim Camp that we want to believe that God will strengthen our hands in God. And we can include our ministers at home. But let's look to God very specially for those who are working for God, the Christian workers that are here. We have our sister Nora, who has been helping in Ridgewood now for a number of years. In various capacities.